ומים וססון עם עיני הישוע. ושאבת ומים וססון עם עיני הישוע.
You've just enjoyed Simchat Bet HaShoeva, a performance by the Keshet Kayam Dance Ensemble at the celebration of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary in September 2010.
A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Qinghai and esteemed artists.
You love to dance. So in case you have to dance, you dance with God. This is a song about God, that when He whispers into your ear the song of love since ancient years, then you know that you are the darling of heavenly stars, etc., etc., etc. So, okay.
Yes, to your ear, the song of love since
Let's run, let's fly.
With a heart in perfect harmony with the universe, the enlightened soul merges into the stream of greater consciousness, returning home to the realm of supreme wisdom and eternal love. You and I, children of the Most High, know that you are the Supreme Master. The Supreme Master, we are. Greetings, charming viewers, and welcome to this week's edition of Music and Poetry. The United States is the home of jazz and has been graced by some brilliant musicians of this genre. An esteemed contemporary one is Bill Cunliffe, an American jazz pianist, composer, arranger, author, and educator, whose incredible work has earned him a prestigious Grammy Award and 3 nominations. On today's program, it is our pleasure and honor to feature this phenomenal artist. Bill Cunliffe was born in Andover, Massachusetts, on the east coast of the United States of America. His beloved home was always resonating with music, and the young Bill began playing the piano at an early age. We had the joy of speaking with Mr. Bill Cunliffe on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert in September 2010 to learn more about his remarkable musical journey.
My mother was a very fine jazz pianist, pop, classical stuff. And our first apartment, she had a great big upright piano. And I would actually kind of bang on that thing when I was like 3 or 4 years old. I started taking lessons at 8. And I really didn't start playing jazz until I was about 20. My dad loved swing music. And I heard a lot of rock and roll on the radio growing up, the music of Stevie Wonder and Sergio Mendez and Paul Simon, kind of hip pop things.
Bill Cunliffe attended the independent boarding high school Phillips Academy with fellow classmates such as the notable executive Peter Curie, who went on to become chief financial officer of the prominent computer services company Netscape. 2-time Emmy Award-winning television producer and actress Dana Delaney Carnegie Medal and multi-Emmy Award-nominated television producer Jonathan Meath, among several famous others. After graduating in the school's first coeducational class in 1974, Bill Cunliffe attended the prestigious Wesleyan University in Connecticut. Although he initially contemplated a career in either medicine or psychology, he soon realized that music was his true calling and fell in love with jazz.
I think that jazz orients you towards a certain way of thinking that's very healthy. The culture encourages us to try to acquire money. I do believe that you can't take it with you. Money's important, but ultimately the reason for having money is to have freedom, to live your life the way you want. And jazz really is living your life the way you want, because you're playing a song, but then throughout most of the experience of jazz, you're being yourself and you're creating. Jazz does make you a better person, because if you're playing in a jazz group, the way for you to sound as good as possible is to make other people sound good, because then you play at your highest level. John Clayton, my friend, great bass player, says, who do you listen to in a jazz group? Everyone but yourself. Because if you listen to everybody else, you sound better. So when you give, you receive. So it's very spiritual. It's a highly spiritual music. The more you give, the more you get back, and it happens immediately. When you give to others on the bandstand, if they're open, they smile, love is exchanged, it becomes a relationship that can last forever. It's really beautiful.
The talented young musician went on to study at the high-ranking Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Graduating summa cum laude, Bill Cunliffe studied with Grammy Award-nominated pianist, composer, and arranger Mary Lou Williams at the Eastman School of Music, where he obtained his master's degree in jazz studies, along with several downbeat awards for his big band and orchestral pieces. Mr. Cunliffe taught at Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, before his first major appearance as pianist-arranger with renowned jazz drummer Buddy Rich's Big Band, touring Europe with the legendary 11-time Grammy Award and Oscar-winning singer and actor Frank Sinatra. Eventually, the gifted Bill Cunliffe moved to Los Angeles, California, and performed with noted jazz artists such as Grammy winner Freddie Hubbard, four-time Grammy-winning tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson, a trumpeter, Grammy-winning double bassist Ray Brown, the International Academy of Jazz Hall of Fame inductee tenor saxophonist and composer Benny Golson, Woody Shaw, the celebrated trumpeter and bandleader, and Grammy-winning saxophonist James Moody. It was also after Mr. Cunliffe's move to Los Angeles that the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz presented him with a well-deserved recognition. Mr. Bill Cunliffe's mastery of his art has been highly respected, and he has composed many works for big bands, chamber groups, and choirs. The music he composed and arranged has been performed by a wide range of orchestras, including the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, the Illinois Philharmonic, the Reading Symphony, the Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra, and the Manhattan School of Music Symphony. In 1998, Bill Cunliffe was the guest of legendary pianist Marianne McPartland on her popular radio show, Piano Jazz. He is also a Baldwin Pianos artist, as well as composer-in-residence at All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California. On the screen, Mr. Bill Cunliffe's composition may be heard in the Golden Globe-nominated 2002 film, The Banger Sisters, starring Oscar winners Jeffrey Rush, Susan Sarandon, and Goldie Hawn, the 2004 Miramax feature, Comic Book the Movie, and the acclaimed television series, Las Vegas. In the 1990s, Mr. Cunliffe was nominated for two Emmy Awards for Best Original Song on the television shows, Another World and Guiding Light. Bill Cunliffe has also recorded several albums, which gained recognition in nationwide jazz polls. Bill Cunliffe has also recorded several jazz albums, such as Bill in Brazil, inspired by his stay in Rio de Janeiro. The first recordings of his Latin band Imaginación was recorded in 2000 and reached number 2 in nationwide radio jazz charts. For the song El Optimista from the 2005 album Imaginación, Mr. Cunliffe received the Kimmel Center Jazz Award for Best Composition in 2005 from the American Composers Forum. Also from Imaginación, Bill Cunliffe's arrangement for Do It Again was nominated for a 2006 Grammy Award. Bill Cunliffe is a longtime collaborator with the accomplished flutist Holly Hoffman. Their two releases on Azica Records, Just Duet and Just Duet 2, were both critically acclaimed in major jazz publications. The endowed duo has performed together not only in the United States, but also in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. In 2010, they recorded Three's Company with Capri Records. Acclaimed for his innovative recordings and compositions, Mr. Bill Cunliffe has received grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and commissions from institutions,
including the New Zealand School of Music and the Henry Mancini Institute. In addition to his Grammy nomination for Do It Again, Mr. Cunliffe was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Arrangement in 2003 for Angel Eyes, written for trombonist Alan Kaplan and his orchestra.
In 2010, Mr. Bill Cunliffe won the Grammy Award for arranging the phenomenal West Side Story medley.
It actually was growing up, my favorite pianist, Oscar Peterson, is one of the reasons this all happened. I'm affiliated with a record label in Los Angeles called Resonance Records, and George Klaban is the owner. And he proposed to me that I help him produce a record for a pianist named Marian Petrescu. And Marian is Romanian, but he lives in Finland. And he's probably the closest thing to Oscar Peterson living today. I'm like, Oscar Peterson did a very famous record of West Side Story, which was really one of my favorite Oscar Peterson records. And at the end of that recording date, George looked at me and he said, it's going to win a Grammy. And I said, oh, you know, I don't think so. I mean, you don't really think that anything like that's going to happen. But sure enough, it did. It was very gratifying. I mean, for me, it was a real collaborative effort with Marian and with Leonard Bernstein and with Oscar Peterson. So the Grammy's in my house, but it really belongs to a whole lot of people.
April 2010, Bill Cumliffe's sold-out concerto for trumpet and orchestra, Fourth String La Banda,
featuring Terrell Stafford with the Temple University Symphony, was premiered in New York at the Lincoln Center's Alice Tooley Hall. This beautiful masterpiece was nominated for the 2011 Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Composition.
A truly passionate musician, Bill Cumliffe has shared the joys of music through teaching
on the faculty of the Musicians Institute of Technology in Hollywood, California State University, Northridge, the University of Southern California, and Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
He has also offered a number of workshops and clinics at diverse places,
from Fullerton College and the Orange County High School of the Arts in California, to his ongoing residencies at the Vail Jazz Institute and the Skidmore Jazz Institute.
Mr. Bill Cumliffe has also written jazz instructional books.
I think that to learn how to play jazz, you should just go to the records and listen to the records and learn from them. That being said, a short book that has some good ideas for you as a musician can be very helpful. In fact, the new book I just completed, it's about 14 jazz piano arrangements that are all written out. And you can just play them, and it's a way of kind of getting you a little bit closer to the music. I think that books can help you communicate your ideas to a bigger audience. They force you to kind of figure out, well, what's the principle behind all these things I know in my mind? I know I always do this voicing on this chord, but why? Why is that the best voicing? And how could I teach someone in 4 or 5 lessons to always play the right voicing? So it forces you as a teacher to figure out why you do what you do. And obviously it's a promotional tool as well.
In your opinion, what principles make a great jazz artist such as yourself?
Oh boy, well, I think honesty, playing who you are, and clarity. Clarity meaning technically able to do what you want to do. Having the technique and the ability to do what you want, and then the honesty and the courage to just do what's in here. And that's hard. I mean, it's hard for me because I think that as a human being, when I was younger, oh, I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be loved. And I actually do think it influenced my playing in certain ways that I'm not particularly proud of now. You got to play for yourself, and you've got to play for the musicians, and you've got to play for the music. As a jazz musician, we often copy people initially to learn, and then we go away from that. And I think that's a very good process. I learn the way Bill Evans plays his voicings, some of his lines, some of his patterns. I learn some of his solos. I learn a bunch of his tunes. Then I close the book, and I don't even think about it. And I just play like me. Then when I come back to Bill's music, it's got something else going on. So I think knowing the material and being able to communicate it here, and obviously having command of your instrument.
Mr. Bill Cunliffe was also one of the acclaimed artists who performed at Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary concert titled Gifting Peace.
Hosted by vegans, four-time U.S. basketball NBA champion John Sally, and CNN and CBS legal analyst, attorney, award-winning speaker, and author Lisa Bloom, the event also featured Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts as guest speaker, an animal welfare advocate and television host Brandy Williams, and American actor Patrick Kilpatrick as presenters. The exciting event premiered dazzling song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, set to music by Bill Cunliffe, as well as Oscar and Emmy-winning Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, and Oscar and two-time Grammy-winning David Shire. Among the other eminent performers were multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna Lewis, Grammy-nominated vegan singer and producer Kashif, Tony-nominated singer-actress Liz Calloway, Tony Award-winning singer and four-time Grammy nominee Melba Moore, Tony Award-winning singer Karen Ziemba, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester, and other talented artists.
Mr. Bill Cunliffe contributed to the enchanting concert with his heartfelt composition of If, playing the piano with vocals by Melba Moore.
Today we have the great joy of listening to Mr. Cunliffe on the piano for his composition of If, with poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Is she a genteel lady or not? Extraordinary. Lending her incredible voice for these pieces is Ms. Melba Moore, a Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer, an actress praised for her ever-evolving repertoire. Her recording of Lift Every Voice and Sing was instrumental in having the song entered into the Congressional Record as the official African-American national anthem. Ms. Moore is also the first African-American actress to play in the leading role of Fantine in the Broadway musical Les Miserables. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy If, with accompaniment by celloist Mr. Kivan Torve, violinist Mr. Pablo Menendez, Ms. Leticia Sierra, and Ms. Yvette M. Devereaux.
Hi. I'm really happy to be here and to do these songs of Supreme Master Ching Hai. I've written two songs with her that Melba and I are going to do with this great string quartet. Hope you enjoy it. With today, one with today.
Following their exuberant performance together, Miss Melba Moore commented on working with composer Bill Conliff.
Bill Conliff is an incredible jazz pianist. So on top of his beautiful composition and the incredible lyrics and words and story, you just have a combination of great artistry. What I really find exciting and wonderful about it is, although he's very skilled and he's a commercial artist, that's not what this was about. So like all of that is stripped away and you have the heart and the spirit of it, if that would give you some idea, that kind of beauty.
Culturally diverse, Gifting Peace celebrated Supreme Master Ching Hai's timeless message of compassion through a mosaic of musical genres.
During Supreme Master Television's interview with Bill Conliff, the Grammy-winning musician discussed more on his noble views and hopes for the world.
He explained how music can influence the future generations in a positive way.
Music can influence a kid in a positive way, first of all, by the act of engaging in the enterprise of learning to play an instrument. I've studied a lot of what is called positive psychology. And I think Supreme Master Ching Hai talks a lot about many aspects of positive psychology through meditation, for example, through eating correct foods and things like this, which I'm way in favor of and impressed by. My opinion is that the way to happiness is by thinking about one thing at a time. And one of the best ways to do that is to meditate. Most of the great activities that people love are things you do and only do those, like being with someone, listening to music, eating in a great restaurant, playing a musical instrument, reading a book, reading poetry, exercising. These are all things that are intense, one-at-a-time activities. And music, first of all, is one of those. So kids need to know the discipline of it. I want young people to have the ability to have a conversation like we're having without thinking about 10 other things, because it's less satisfying to a person.
Sure. You mentioned meditation. Do you practice any form of meditation?
I try to. I started about 10, 12 years ago. I've been practicing yoga now for about 13 years. And I do that every other day for at least half an hour. I have a lot of tension issues in my body, and I think it's really been great for that. A friend of mine taught me transcendental meditation about 10, 12 years ago, and when I do it, my life is really, really good. A majority of the really intelligent leaders of spirituality on our planet, they all talk about it. It's a discipline. It's training yourself to be in the moment, because when you're thinking about nothing, you're thinking about now.
Music is certainly a universal instrument that can help bring peace within and without.
It transcends all barriers of language, culture, and even species.
As Bill Conliff observed, animals, too, have a sensitivity to melodies similar to humans.
Andre Previn wrote a very fun autobiography. He's got a picture of his cats watching him on television conduct, and with their heads like this. And I always wonder whether animals can watch TV the way we watch TV. That's not an area of expertise for me. I know that dogs have supersonic hearing, so they can hear things that we can't hear. I was at Holly Hoffman's house the other day, and when I go to the piano to play, her dog comes over and just puts his head on my thigh and just goes like this, just looks at me. He's digging it. He's digging it.
In addition to reactions to music, our animal co-inhabitants share much more in common with humans.
Mr. Bill Conliff commented on this message of understanding and harmony amongst all beings, as encompassed in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
We're finding that dolphins have amazing intelligence. We're finding that animals can feel very specific types of pain. Sometimes we Christians joke that a dog is proof of God's existence, because a dog is the only species that loves another species more than itself. So dogs are, in a certain way, emblematic of Christ's love in an interesting way. I do think we need to treat animals with respect. I've been talking, you know, today during the filming, talking with everyone and the vegan food that we have here. And, you know, the fact that we can use less energy by eating vegetarian. And I'm not perfect in that regard, but I believe that vegetarian living is wonderful and it's the way to go. And I do as much of it as I can. I think animals are special. They need to be respected and loved. One of the things I like about Supreme Master Qinghai's message is that it relates to the whole aspect of animals. Animals should be respected and loved and not abused. I think that's a really important thing, and I'm glad she's putting that out there in her message and in her books.
Having also worked with Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry, the soulful Mr. Conliffe shared his thoughts about her works as a fellow artist.
I like her message. I like her the quest for love, the quest for connection with others and with someone special. That seems to be a theme of a lot of her poetry. I think it's the central issue of people, of the world. If we were connected to each other, we wouldn't fight and we wouldn't kill each other. So it's a great positive message. The essential words of life, live, love, talk, be, are all one syllable words. And those are the most important words, being in the moment. And her message speaks to me on that realm. And it's important sometimes to suspend cynicism and to suspend those types of judgments and just realize that we have to look for the good in others. I think that the way she speaks, and I think that poetry and music and what she stands for in poetry and music is just wonderful. The show is such an example and such a kind of portrayal of all of her interests, from the African dance to the Japanese drumming and dancing, to rock and roll, to great pop music, to classical kind of art song with David Shire. It's a great, great cross-section of wonderful music, and I'm really grateful to her for having made this possible and to share it with the world. I think it's really fantastic. I look forward someday to meeting her in person.
Early 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry collection titled The Love of Centuries was published.
The elegant work voices the innermost sentiments of a poet while reminding that love is the universal heart of all and the key to a brighter, peaceful tomorrow on Earth.
Of this intimate selection of poems, A Word with the Buddha Stone Statue strummed a chord in Bill Conliffe's creative spirit, inspiring him to set it to music.
The lyric reminded me of the problems that they're having in Japan. And I have many friends in Japan, and I've been there many times. And my heart just goes out to them and what they're going through, and I just pray that they can find a way out of it. And the song made me kind of touch my heart that way. Certain songs have words that make you think of music. It just strikes you intuitively.
In light of the Love of Centuries book release,
the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association and Supreme Master Television presented a concert celebration titled The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal on April 10, 2011 at the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts, California, USA. Dignitaries and members of the public were invited to experience enchanting performances of world-class composers and artists debuting songs adapted to music from several of Supreme Master Qinghai's poems. In addition to Grammy winner Bill Conliffe, Other illustrious composers included Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning Bill Conti and two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, as well as multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna Lewis. Also featured were renowned vocalists such as vegetarian, legendary entertainer Margie Evans, Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Denise Donatelli, vegetarian sopranos Georgia Fumonti and Kerry Walsh, Emmy nominee Doug Cotsaros, and Olak Sis or Vietnamese folk singer Na Ca, amongst many others. Also lighting up the stage was the Agape International Choir, led by Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, while distinguished speakers included vegan Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and vegan telepathic animal communicator Billy Dean. Joined by Georgia Fumonti, Mr. Bill Cunliffe debuted his marvelous song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Love of Centuries and A Word with the Buddha Stone Statue. Mr. Bill Cunliffe also composed the music to Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt poem, When Shall We Meet Again?, with vocals by Grammy nominee Denise Tonatelli. In an interview with Supreme Master Television's correspondent after the celebration concert, Mr. Bill Cunliffe talked about his interpretation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, The Love of Centuries, as well as his memorable musical collaboration.
The song has a dramatic, kind of a cosmological, infinite feel to it because it's about, you know, beings from many miles away and how big space and time are. And so it's very much about trying to connect with beings that are so far away. It has this spaciousness to it. And that conjured up for me a feeling of orchestral, kind of large sound. And Doug Cotsaros, the arranger, a very, very wonderful guy to work with. And as we all know, he's very funny. And I mean, he does everything. He sings, he plays, he writes. He's just a great guy to have around. And he and I immediately hit it off and we start emailing, oh, we should do this, we should do this. And he said, well, I'd like to do something big and orchestral with this that has timpani sounds and kind of whooshes and stuff. And I said, go for it. And he did it, and I just loved it. Doug does an arrangement of it with violins and strings and woodwinds. And I heard most of it for the first time today. It's great. I'm a jazz musician, and what jazz musicians are about is taking what you do and throwing it into the mix, and then that person adds what they add, and it becomes bigger. And that's kind of the experience I had here. And it's when the people are good, as they are here, it's always more than the sum of the parts.
Having attended Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary celebration, as well as the Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal concert, composer Bill Cunliffe had the opportunity to hear Supreme Master Ching Hai speak on both occasions about the need for humanity's increased compassion. Mr. Cunliffe offered his reflections on Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound message and his shared vision for the elevation of the planet.
Her message is very simple. Obviously, it's about love, and the more of that can happen in the world, the better we'll be. But I like the way her message plays out specifically in terms of the treating all beings with equanimity and with love. And I think that veganism is excellent for the planet. I think I'm always aware of not squandering the resources of the earth. And as the planet evolves, we see it every year there's another big bad thing that happens because we're not managing our resources on Earth as well as we can. And I think that veganism is a wonderful big part of that overall message. It comes from Christianity. It comes from many of the world's great religions. Don't take what nature gave you for granted. Be a good steward of the Earth. Take care of it, because if you abuse it, it may go away. Hi, I'm Bill Cunliffe. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
our wholehearted thankfulness, Mr. Bill Cunliffe, for conveying your exceptional artistic talents to appreciative audiences around the globe. Your genuine passion for music and your faith in fostering a more harmonious future are a true inspiration. May God bless you with abundant health and creative success as you continue to color the world with your gentle presence and uplifting melodies. Cherished viewers, earlier in our program, you've enjoyed the Supreme Master, Words and Music by Supreme Master Qinghai. It was sung by Supreme Master Qinghai herself on February 22, 1994, in response to sincere requests at a grand ceremony in Chicago, Illinois, USA, with government officials and thousands of guests in attendance. Next, you heard songs arranged by Bill Cunliffe. The Grammy-nominated piece, Angel Eyes, performed by trombonist Alan Kaplan and his orchestra. Kimmel Jazz Center award-winning El Optimista and Grammy-nominated Do It Again, conducted by Bill Cunliffe and performed by his band Imagination. West Side Story Medley, a Grammy award-winning song conducted by Bill Cunliffe and performed by Resonance Big Band. And the Grammy-nominated Fourth Stream La Banda, performed by Terrell Stafford with the Temple University Symphony, conducted by Louis Biava. Following was Bill Cunliffe's song adaptation of Supreme Master Qinghai's poem, If, from the poetry collection, Pebbles and Gold. It was performed by Bill Cunliffe on the piano at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace, in 2010, with vocals by Melba Moore and accompaniment by Kevon Torfe, Pablo Mendez, Leticia Sierra, and Yvette M. Devereaux. We also presented Supreme Master Television's exclusive interviews with Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe.
American musician, songwriter, and record producer Walter Becker was born in 1950 in Queens, New York, USA. He and his long-term musical partner, Donald Fagen, formed the rock band Steely Dan, for which he is the guitarist, bassist, and co-writer. Their album Two Against Nature, released in 2000, won 4 Grammy Awards, including one for Album of the Year. The duo was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. Mr. Becker also received an honorary Doctor of Music degree from Berklee College of Music, USA.
Born in New Jersey, USA in 1948, acclaimed musician and songwriter Donald Fagen is well known as the co-founder, lead singer, and the principal songwriter of the 4-time Grammy Award-winning rock band Steely Dan, alongside his musical partner, Walter Becker. His critically acclaimed solo album, The Nightfly, in 1982, featuring the song IGY, or What a Beautiful World, went platinum and reached number 11 on the Billboard album chart. His 1993 solo album, Kamakiriad, was nominated for a Grammy Award for Album of the Year, while the album, Morph the Cat, won the 2007 Grammy Award for Best Surround Sound Album. Donald Fagen was awarded an honorary Doctor of Music degree by USA's Berklee College of Music.
A native of Los Angeles, California, USA, trombonist Alan Kaplan began playing with notable figures in big bands at a young age, including 6-time Grammy Award nominee Louis Belson and National Medal of Arts recipient Lionel Hampton. As a studio trombone player, his extensive credits include collaborations with the iconic entertainer Madonna, Whitney Houston, the Guinness World Record holder for most awarded female artist of all time, the prestigious Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, and many more. He has also worked on numerous television shows, such as Star Trek, over 1,000 cartoons, including 101 Dalmatians and The Simpsons, and more than 800 films, including 7-time Oscar-winning Dances with Wolves and Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. For the past 5 years, he has played in the orchestra at the Academy Awards. His CD, Lonely Town, was nominated for a Grammy Award.
American jazz trumpet player Terrell Stafford has performed with the group's award-winning Benny Golson, McCoy Tyler, Jimmy Heath, and more. He has played on albums, including for Diana Krall's Grammy-nominated From This Moment On, 2006, with the Hamilton Clayton Jazz Orchestra, and has appeared on television shows like 4-time primetime Emmy award-winning The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Mr. Stafford is a member of the Grammy award-winning Vanguard Jazz Orchestra and Grammy-nominated Clayton Brothers Quintet. He is also Director of Jazz Studies and Chair of Instrumental Studies at Temple University in Philadelphia, which has honored him with the Creative Achievement Award, and is on the board of the Jazz Education Network.
Maestro Luis Piava is an internationally acclaimed conductor whose many awards include a Comcast Newsmaker of the Year for the Arts, a citation from the City of Philadelphia in the United States, the Order of Merit from Italy, and the Medal of San Carlos from the President of Colombia, among others. A native of Colombia, he moved to the USA and is Professor of Music at Temple University's Boyer College of Music, where he has been Music Director and Conductor of the University's Symphony Orchestra. He spent nearly four productive decades as part of the Philadelphia Orchestra, having served as its principal of the second violins and conductor in residence. Maestro Piava has been Artistic and Music Director of the annual Festival of the Symphonic Youth Orchestra of the Americas, or FOSJA, in Puerto Rico for over 10 years.
Beautiful viewers, thank you for watching today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Vegetarian Elite. May the music of hope, faith, and love resonate within us all.
Master Ching Hai is obviously a supreme master in terms of really being focused and dedicated to studying what is the essence of life and how it should be shared and how it should be empowering of other people and how it really is the epitome of humanity. And Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses that in her success through art. She paints, she's a lover of animals, she promotes this.
Please join us on Saturday, September 3rd for a tribute to Tony Award-winning singer Melba Moore, featuring Supreme Master Television's exclusive interview at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert and the Greenest Heroes Gala in Cancun, Mexico, as well as her powerful renditions of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry adapted to song by Grammy Award-winning Bill Cunliffe, here on Supreme Master Television's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry.
To be able to love you, I thank the heavens. To be able to love you, it's for life to remember. If through a lifetime, the chance to love someone.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.